In 2014, Republican Elise Stefanik became the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. 2 years later, at age 32, she is the youngest woman re-elected.
We did it again!
Similar to 2014, Stefanik faced two challengers in the race for the district that stretches from Saratoga County to the Canadian border. Again on the ballot was Matt Funicello, representing the Green Party. Mike Derrick, a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, ran his first campaign for the district as a Democrat. 2 years ago, Stefanik carried the 21st District with 53% in a three-way race. Her margin increased this year by 10 percentage points, according to unofficial results. Claiming victory early, Stefanik spoke to an enthusiastic crowd at Republican headquarters at the Queensbury Hotel in Glens Falls.
We have fought for small businesses, for students, for farmers, and for veterans, and I couldn't have done it without all of your help.
Stefanik's victory speech echoed what she touted on the campaign trail, including bringing new ideas to Washington and fighting for veterans at Fort Drum and the 10th Mountain Division. She also thanked her opponents for running a robust race. Derrick pulled 29% of the vote, 3 points behind Democrat Aaron Wolf's mark in 2014. Funicello took 5%, halving his support from 2 years ago. Derrick congratulated Stefanik on her win. Funicello told the Post Star he was disappointed but is prepared to run again. Also celebrating at Republican HQ alongside Stefanik was State Assemblyman Dan Steck, who ran unopposed. Steck, who had authored a failed pension forfeiture bill, said he would continue fighting for ethics reforms in Albany.
We got sidetracked with some serious ethics and corruption problems. And if this is going to be my signature issue, then I welcome that. I'll pick up that ball and I'll carry that ball for you any day of the week.
Funicello's effect on local races could perhaps be seen in the 45th State Senate District, where Republican Betty Little had only one challenger, Green Party candidate Stephen Rusbacki. Rusbacki, whose campaign was upset after he was arrested in October for unlawful possession of marijuana, received 10% of the vote against Little's 75%. 15% of ballots were left blank. Little remarked on Stefanik's challengers before the crowd of cheering supporters.
They weren't weak opponents. They were campaigning, and they did a lot of campaigning and everything else. So she really was tested in this second term run. But when you come out with 24, 26-point lead, you know we've got the best candidate we could have.
Also celebrating in Glens Falls was Ted Wilson, who was elected Warren County Family Court Judge over Democrat Rob Smith. And Stefanik will return to Washington as she first encountered it as a member of the majority. Reporting from Glens Falls, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.